Sally Dwyer has been a member of the Sons of Norway for 38 years, since 1978. But her memories go back even further than that.
As a child growing up in Petersburg, one of my first memories is winning a chocolate cake at the Sons of Norway Christmas Bazaar when I was 5. That was a really big deal. I don't ever remember eating the cake, but I remember winning it.
Since then, Dwyer has held a variety of roles at the Petersburg Lodge. She currently serves as the grants administrator.
I do the newsletter. I'm a 10-year past president, and I serve as cultural director with 3 others. We kind of team share it because we have different strengths, and we try to bring the strengths to the forefront as needed.
The Sons of Norway is a fraternal organization with 3 main functions: providing insurance for members, keeping heritage alive, and maintaining an education and scholarship fund.
We call it the 3-legged stool. If one doesn't work, the other 2 fall over.
Petersburg is part of the organization's 2nd district. That's Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, and Alaska. Dwyer says she's been on the board for 12 years, and earlier this month, she was appointed to a new role as the district's counselor.
I was at the end of my position as cultural director for the district. You can run for 2 terms, and I'd satisfied those. Previous in the 80s, I'd also been cultural director, and I'd been a zone director for Alaska also. And so when I was looking around and thought what would be interesting, counselor came up. Well, I was running against 2 other very strong women in the district, but for some reason, people voted for me, and I hope I can do an excellent job because that's what it needs.
Dwyer says this is a position that also worked out for her logistically.
I've kind of been moving through the chairs. I have to be kind of selective on what I can do because of my distance geographically to the rest of the area, and I felt like as counselor, I would not only be something I could do by email or by telephone rather than having to be face-to-face with people.
This new appointment puts her on the district's 5-member executive board.
With the president, vice president, treasurer, and secretary. And so then you're into making more decisions for the whole group.
According to Dwyer, she's assuming 3 main duties.
One of them is to put on the memorial service at the convention and to guide and counsel officers throughout the whole district if they have questions or there's a problem or they just need some information. And then the third part of the job is keeping the bylaws and the policies and procedures up to date and technologically current.
One thing Dwyer says she's looking forward to in her new role is working on some of the rules for putting on a convention. She says this is going to be her baby.
There's a section in the bylaws called Section K, and it's all about putting on a convention. And right now, it tears you about 4 different directions. And I'm hoping that with the president and a couple past convention chair people that we will iron it out and say, this is what the district does, this is what the convention committee does, this is what's expected of the delegates. Because right now, it's just kind of a little bit of a muddle.
It was at the district convention earlier this month in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, that Dwyer was elected to her new role. Ahead of the meeting, Dwyer got something called the Pillowcase Caper going as a way to thank kids that go to the Sons of Norway camps.
We have 3 language and heritage camps in our district for children from 9 to 12 and 13 to 15. I just feel like we lodges, like especially in Alaska, where we're not really physically close to the rest of them and can interact like the lodges do down below. They're always going to different functions at the various places and they all know each other really well. So I kind of figured out that maybe we should thank the kids that are going to the camps because they're our future.
The goal of the program, says Dwyer, was to give each kid that goes to one of the camps a pillowcase.
And the caveat to the lodges was that you needed to put a little thank you card to the kid who's taking the time to learn about the Norwegian heritage and culture.
She says the lodges in the district exceeded expectations.
Our little lodge made 34, and somebody else made 10, and one lodge made 4, and, you know, it kind of went on. But I decided that we would present them at the convention on the last morning, that we'd actually have the lodges come up with their stuff. Well, to the great surprise of a lot of people in that room, there were 241 pillowcases made our first time out.
Dwyer says with 90 kids attending camp, that's 2.5 years worth of pillowcases. She's just getting started in her new district position and will have a 2-year term to get her work as counselor done. In Petersburg, I'm Abby Collins.